Hey guys, my name is Nicole Carlson and welcome to The Nicole Carlson Show. This show is about coming back to yourself and living the life you desire. And the reason this is so, so important to me is because in my 20s, I was living a life that I hated. I was married to a man that I didn't trust. And I was in a career I hated. And I felt dead inside. I felt empty inside. And I felt trapped. And I just shut down emotionally and just lived my life on autopilot. And I know that so many of us are doing this. And I know that we are shut down because we're in pain. We feel like we have to compromise. We feel like we have to give up on what we want to get some of what we want. And we're miserable. And I believe that what happens is we have some pain, we start living like this, and then something happens in our life where we have sort of an awakening. And for me, my mom got cancer at 47, and she passed away before she even turned 48. And that was big for me because I realized that time is short. We only have so long on this earth. And I knew that I couldn't keep living the way I was living, if you could even call it that. But I didn't know what to do. I did not know how to change my situation. And so what I did was I got a divorce. I sold my house. And one day I quit my job. I sold my car 1 hour later. And the next day I was on a one-way ticket to Spain. And I traveled over the next 8 months. And then I kept coming back and then leaving and traveling again. Here's the thing. I didn't heal from my pain. I didn't take care of some of the things that I was going through in my 20s. And so my problems followed me. My problems followed me in my 30s. Because if you do not fix whatever's going on in your relationship to money, in your business, those problems will follow you. So you can leave that relationship. You can leave your business. You can get a new job that pays you more money, but you are going to fall into the same patterns because there's healing that needs to be done. We have subconscious things going on, beliefs that keep us from really making a change in our lives, from really being able to flip that switch. And so I wanted for me to start living my life and doing what I wanted to do and feeling alive. And once I got that, I wanted that for other people because I saw that so many people were going through the same thing I was, where they had problems in their marriage and problems in their relationships and trauma that they hadn't healed from. And they were hurting. And it is causing them money problems and problems in their business, and they feel trapped. And I want them to know that there's a solution. There's an out. And it could be a one-way ticket to Spain, but it doesn't have to be that. You can heal and go through figuring out who you are and what you want in the comfort of your own home. And so that's what this podcast is about. That's what this show is about. And if you are here today and you're listening to my podcast and you're listening to these shows, what I want you to know is that you can change everything in your life. You have the power to do that. And I want to give you as much as I can to help empower you. But really, ultimately, it's up to you. So there's a few things I have for you besides the show. If you go to my, I have a Facebook group called The Revival. If you go to Facebook, type in The Revival or go into the show notes, there is a link to my Facebook group where I have Facebook Lives and I give you guys more support. So that is free for everyone. I also, if you go to the show notes, have a free training, how to 10X your life and get the passion you crave. That is also in the show notes. So go check that training out. And then for a very select few, if my message resonates with you, if you know that you are in this situation where you are unhappy in your life, basically, but in your relationships and in your business or in your career, and you feel like just everything is off in your life, then there's an application in the show notes to apply to work with me. So go to the show notes, check that out, and apply to work with me. And we'll see if we're a good fit, and then we'll go forward. I'm in work mode. Okay. Putting my hair down for Facebook Live mode. How are you guys doing? I am going to pull up Facebook on this. When you're on, say hi so I can see. I'm using this new... No, stay on this page. Please stay on this page. I'm using the new Facebook Live thingy, and it's a little weird. And I keep getting notifications over comments. No, stay on the page. Stay on the page. Okay, I'm here. First, I want to take a moment and just say that I love my business. Because I don't really plan much. I run my business from my intuition. Like, I had no idea I was going to do another live today. I was just like, oh, I need to talk about this. And so I'm here and you guys get to spend more time with me. I totally run my business on intuition. So, I love it. Okay. So the reason it took me 20 years to flip the switch. Well, one, I made up flipping the switch like two years ago. that's part of it. But the other part of it is I didn't know how. In my 20s, I was in a marriage that with a man that cheated on me. I was miserable. And there was a lot that went on in that relationship. Where is everybody? Are my notifications working? How come nobody's here? There's a lot that went on in that relationship. Right? And, okay. Minimize that. And I was just miserable. It was not my soulmate. I did not believe in marriage. I was always looking over my shoulder. And when And then I made a decision to leave the marriage, right? I was totally done. And what did I do? I stayed in the marriage for 4 more years. 4 more agonizing years. And then I finally couldn't stay anymore. I just could not stay. And so I left. And I left the marriage, but really I left the person I was before. Phil is on. Yay. Hi. It's been like a whole 24 hours since we talked. Where have you been? So really, it was more about me leaving the old version of myself than it was the marriage, right? I knew that I had created a life that was not soul-led. I didn't know it in these terms, but what I did know was that I was completely miserable and completely unhappy with my career, with my marriage, with my life, with me. Like, I hated myself. And so I wanted to be done with all of that. And so I left. And it was about me leaving myself. And so I thought that I was a different person, right? And I was, to some degree. But I never really left my old patterns, my old problems in my relationships. I kept those, which is not something I wanted to do, right? So I ended up keeping all my relationship problems, even though I was like, oh my God, please stop sending me notifications. Like, stop it. How do I get rid of these things? Like, oh my God. Never send me only get highlights. Okay, that's gonna have to do. And so I never really knew how to build my life from my soul. And this is what I teach. Like, fundamentally, like, this is the core of what I teach. Yes, I teach how you can manifest your soulmate relationship, but really I teach living your life from your soul. And it took me a long time to figure this out. So I kept the problems in my relationship and I was still like doing the things that I wanted to do. I was traveling the world. I would come back every 3 to 9 months to make some more money and then hated it here. And then I would leave again and go do what my soul wanted. And eventually my soul was like, hey, you need to get out of software engineering. And I was like, oh, well, I need to be in one place to figure out how to do that. Well, maybe that's true, maybe that's not, but that was my thinking. And so I came to Austin. What is up with my hair? So I came to Austin to rebuild my life and follow my soul. Are you still on? Who's on? I can't even, this, I hate this. I hate this live producer because I can't see who's on. There's 3 people on. Why doesn't it tell me? Say hi, guys. Say hi. I feel all alone out here. So I rebuilt my life. And I rebuilt it from my soul, except for the relationship parts, right? I just didn't get it. And I started my business, right? I started this business. It looked like a smaller version of this, right? But I started this business, started working for myself, started coaching people, and started doing things like, oh, I started bodybuilding competitions because I love weightlifting. So I started doing those things and building my life here. But my relationship problems still plagued me. And I kept thinking that I was making better choices, better decisions, but I just didn't know that I wasn't. Right? And even though the choices and decisions were better and better, it still left me the same place because your patterns are your patterns and they are near impossible to get away from unless you know how, right? And it doesn't matter if you know what your like your love blocks are or your money blocks are. You can know that and still keep coming up with them over and over and over and over again. It doesn't matter if you know your money blocks or your love blocks. Doesn't. So I know a lot of people are out there looking for their money blocks or their love blocks. And they're like, just like, how do you find them? And like, that doesn't matter. If you don't know how to get rid of them, you don't know how to get rid of them. That's the important part, is knowing how to get rid of them. So I got into this last relationship and this guy taught me what love was. And he taught me about relationships. And we still had the same problems that had been following me all along. And I'm having something weird happen with my throat. So I realized end of 2017, Phil, are you not bored with this story? Or do I spice it up just enough that you're never bored? I realized at the end of, how do you get rid of your love blocks? How do you get rid of your love? Okay. We're going to go into that. So I realized finally at the end of 2017 that these patterns were plaguing me. So if you're in the challenge, Ellie, this is the stuff that we're talking about, like being really aware of where you are. And knowing that these things are going to plague you until you get rid of them, right? We want to be really aware. So I realized that they were still there. And I was like, okay, this is never going to happen again. Like, I don't care like what coaching or what I have to do. Like, this is never going to happen again, right? So in the challenge, I'm trying to make this super painful for you. In a good way, because I never want you to go back to that place again, right? That's why we're bringing up all the old shit, right? And so I can intuitively guide you through and help you break that stuff. So sorry, but I am trying to inflict a little bit of pain. So I was like, no matter what happens, I'm going to finally figure this out. So that was the first thing. So number one, you have to be dedicated to the solution, like 100% committed, no matter what. You have to decide that this is what you're going to do. You're going to manifest your soulmate. You're never going back. Make this decision. And really, you need to keep making this decision every single day, right? So one is making that decision that you're never going back. The second thing I did was I got help. I got coaching. I got a lot of coaching, right? The other thing that I did, I'm at this stage, never going to happen again. Good, right? And you have to stay in that stage. Like, you have to keep, like just like running a business or just like having kids, you like can't give up one day. You, no matter what happens, you got to stick by that business and those kids. So you're never going back, right? And so you get help. You figure out what you need to flip the switch. Yes, there you are. I was wondering. Good. We tested it out. Good. You got your notification. So one, you make the decision that you're never going back. Two, you get the help you need, whatever that is. Like, it can be different now than it is in 6 months, than it is in like 6 years. You just make the decision. So I don't care like where you are, you always have to stick by this decision that you're never going back. and that you're going to do what it takes. So, and that you're going to get the help you need to never go back. Like whatever your soul is telling you to do, you do that thing. So the third thing that I did was I got healing. Like I worked on my healing, right? And I healed myself from 20 years, like 20 years ago, I had that trauma from my ex-husband, from my parents' divorce, all of that. And I healed myself, right? And you guys got the video, the healing video that I've given it out to you for free. Some of you I know are watching that currently or in the middle of that, so that's good. But I don't know how deep your trauma goes. I don't know how much you need to heal. I don't know exactly what your stories are. So you might need more healing. Okay. So that's the other thing that I did. The fourth thing that I did was I cut out any other options, right? So in the beginning of 2019, God, these years are getting harder. Stop moving. So the beginning of 2019, I started dating. And that was a shit show. That was a shit show. Phil was like following me back then. He knows that it was a shit show. And so I was like, this is not soul aligned. Burn the boats and take the island. Yes. So I had a lot of one dates, right? Like where I threw them out of my apartment or I just left the date or whatever. I don't know how they got in my apartment. Oh, because I only date people that I'm friends with first. Anyway, it was bad. It was just bad. And it was like, how are there that many bad guys? Like, I've never had a bad date. So it was like, it was terrible. So I think you said about him or someone has helped me as means what? I think what you said about him or someone better has helped me as it means I don't have to make that decision where before I felt that I did and I struggled with it. So I jumped back and forth. Now I win either way. Yes. To who I want regardless, so I can stay focused and committed on just finding him, whoever that may be. Ellie, you need to focus on becoming the person that manifests your soulmate. Okay? Just focus on you becoming the person that manifests your soulmate. That's what we focus on. But yes, him or someone better. So I cut out all these other options. I was like, I am not going to date. Apparently I'm not supposed to because like the universe is telling me don't date. So I cut out any other option. And this is what we don't do. Okay. When we believe that love is hard to find, we take what we can get. When we believe that we will never find our soulmate, we take what we can get. When we believe that this diet will never end, we cheat like a motherfucker, right? Right? So we have to know that we're going to get to that end point and we have to trust and we have to stop fucking around with anything less. And sometimes it's a wait. And some, like with my future husband, I told you guys, I waited for a fucking year and I was like, oh my God, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? Why is this not working? And I know that's like the wrong way to think about it because you're not supposed to say, well, like, what am I doing wrong? But I was like, well, what am I doing wrong? I'm super analytic. So then you cut out any other options and then you wait, right? And then the fifth thing that I did, is anyone writing these down? Do you want to put your notes in? The fifth thing that I did was I believed. Like I fully believed. And it took me, almost 20 years for me to realize that I didn't believe. And I only believed, like I only realized that on May 31st of last year, where I was like, oh, I actually don't believe. And it was just like, oh, okay, this is the problem. I actually don't believe in marriage, and he's supposed to be my husband. So that was just the one thing. Like when I wrote in my journal, that was, and then when I tell my story, I talk about me writing my journal. That was the tipping point, but all those other things had to happen. I had to be so committed that no matter what happens, I had to keep going. And those 2 years, they were hard. They were really hard. So if you want to know that you're not going to go back to the person you were before, or you're not going to have the problems you had before, it's just about commitment. Like, how committed are you? And that's a real question, because usually we're only committed if it's on our terms, right? We're only committed if it's going to be easy. We're only committed if we don't have to wait 2 years, right? And when you work with me, when my clients work with me, they get results within like a week to 4 months. Like they get results pretty quick, right? Depending on where they are. So that's me. Which one's you? Get you're already getting results, or you're committed? So you have to be so committed that you're never going back. And yeah, it took me, what, when did I leave? So I left my marriage in 2008. And I finally manifested my future husband in 2019. It's 11 years. But it was slow. I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know how to navigate that. I didn't know that I thought I was smart. I thought I can escape my problems. I can escape my patterns. I know what they are. I'm never gonna go for somebody who would cheat on me. Still had the same problems. Like, no matter how smart you are and how much you think that you can outwit your past self, like, it's a bitch. It is a bitch. I'm only in if it's going to be easy, half committed. Yeah. So then, I mean, the way I teach it, it's the easiest way. Oh my God, our stories. It's the easiest way, but there is work to be done. It's the easiest way, and honestly, the only way that works. It's the only way that works. It's the only way that has worked for me. It's the only way that has worked for my clients. Like, that's why they come to me. Because you guys know what divorce rate is 50%. After this pandemic, it's probably going to go up to 70, right? Divorce rate is crazy. So, are you willing to play the odds and look at your history? Your history is not so good. And then on top of your history, are you willing to play the odds at 50%? No. Following your soul is the only way to manifest your soulmate relationship. I realize I used to be stuck on the logical path. Oh my God. Yeah, that's pretty much all my clients. They're very logical. And then they realize around like usually around 39, 40, where they're like, oh, wait, that's not working for me. And I think my soul wants to say something, right? They start tapping into their soul. Following soul is the only way to have the relationship that you want. Following soul is the only way to manifest your soulmate. Following soul is the only way, and this, I'm just gonna keep going with my beliefs here, is the only way to create a business that you love. It's the only way because I can say this with business too. Like, I have been in software for so long, made me too logical. Yeah, me too. I can say this because I used to be a software engineer with my ex-husband, was also a software engineer. You know I got where I got it from. So we were both software engineers and we made 200K a year and we were fucking miserable. So I truly believe that if you want to be happy in your life, that following soul and what I teach is the only way. Yes, it will get you your soulmate. You can manifest your soulmate with what I teach. You can follow your passion and make money and do your purpose work with what I teach. You can make lots of money with what I teach. You can manifest health, your soulmate, money, all the things. Am I covering it all? Did I leave anything out? Like, yes, but it's following your soul that is the key to everything, right? So if you want a fulfilling life and all the things, if you want to manifest your soulmate relationship, it's really the only way that I've found. And the only way that works. And it's hard, but it's also very easy. Like, I've had my clients like, oh, this is like, how is this happening? How is this real? Like, you guys have heard my story, where I struggled with it for a year to manifest my future husband. Software engineers anonymous. Yeah. I struggled with it for a year to manifest my future husband. Logically in my head. And then once I figured this out, it was like, oh, and he shows up at my door. He's like, hey, we're together now. I'm gonna follow you wherever you go. I'm like, okay, I'm good with that. Keep following me. So I mean, it's super. It's really the easiest way. I mean, there is hard work to it, obviously. You have to stay committed. You have to, like, how do you believe with what you guys have been through? How do you believe when you've never had it before? Like, that's hard work, changing your mindset and just being like, okay, I'm gonna believe, right? That is hard. That is the hardest work that you'll ever do. Okay, question. Can I be wrong about my soulmate? Don't laugh. LOL. What if I manifest the wrong guy? Is it possible I am wrong? And that's why the universe hasn't brought us together. Okay, yes, that's a great question. I answered this on yesterday's Facebook Live, I believe. But all still a great question. So what happens is I teach you to become the person that manifests her, like, I, yeah, that manifests her soulmate. When you become this person, right? When you become the person that manifests your soulmate, if you are with the wrong guy, he leaves. If you are with the right guy, you have that soulmate relationship, okay? You create that soulmate relationship. So, if you are currently in a marriage or in a relationship, I know you're not married, If you're currently in, but I've had some clients, I've had a client that was married and he was not in a soulmate relationship. And there was also a lot of logical things going on that were like, it was not good. And as we worked together, they ended up getting a divorce, right? So, and then my ex went, like, ended up moving to Germany. I mean, like, thank you, karma, right? But when you become the person that manifests your soulmate, you don't have to worry about that so much. What you have to worry about is doing the things that I teach and staying on track with what you want, right? It takes all the guesswork away. Like, how annoying is it to be like, Ellie, I'm gonna get you in a second. How annoying is it to be like, oh, does he like me? Does he not? What should I say in this text? What do I do? Like, how annoying is it to play that game? I think you have to be aligned to get him. And if it's right, he won't be brought to you. And if it isn't right, he won't be brought to you. Okay. Yes. There is a like, nobody's perfect, right? You're never gonna be like, I like, you don't have to get to this peak of perfection. Like, I'm a goddess now. Now he's attracted to me, right? I've hit like 100 points or whatever, like whatever, right? You don't have, it doesn't have to be like that. What has to happen is you just have to be in a certain frequency. You just have to be in like the right ballpark, basically, right? For that to happen, right? So it's about making the decision, the 5 points that I did, if you guys want to type them in, making a decision, doing like whatever it takes, like hiring a coach or doing whatever your intuition tells you. And I just use the concept of hiring a coach because that's what I did. But you basically have to be following your intuition. Whatever your intuition tells you to do is what you have to do. So if your intuition is saying hire Nicole, you've got to do that, right? If you'll know, right? I just meant at the right point in life and wanting same. Yes. I'm just trying to get it more clarity here. But yes, very good point. So the second thing is like follow your intuition. Do what you need to do to be in alignment. The third thing is healing. The fourth thing is cut out all other options. And the fifth thing is believe. Like fully believe, right? And I know that a lot of you might be at the point where you want to believe, right? And that's a great place to be. But maybe you're not at the point where you totally believe, right? And that's okay too, because I can help you get to that other side. Because I've been where you are. Like whatever you're going through, I've heard all your stories. Like I can totally relate to all of your stories. So I've been where you are, and I know how to get you to the other side to do those five things, right? So that is really what we're gonna cover in the course that's coming up on Monday. Monday? Did I say Monday? Okay. That course is 8 weeks. It's 8 weeks of pretty intimate coaching because it's going to be a very small group, unless like 50 people sign up right now. It's going to be a small group, 8 weeks coaching with me. You share your stories. I help you break down the blocks. I help you know what your blocks are and then overcome each of your blocks, right? And right now is early bird pricing, which I'm like really excited about. But also the first three people to pay in full get a free coaching call with me. So I'm also very excited about that. Because those can be very, very powerful. So we're going to talk about all these five things that I just ran down the list for, right? But even more things because there's 8 weeks. Can I ask a question? And this isn't from a place of doubt, but wonder from your experience. How, when it happened, did you trust it would continue and he would follow through? Was it by his actions? As previously he had acted differently. It was like this much based on his actions, but mostly it was about my mindset. It was me working on my mindset. So I did a lot of work. And if you learn those 8 steps that I sent you the link for, that the 8 steps to manifest, if you learn those and you learn, take those 8 steps, this is what we're talking about in this course. Okay. Those 8 steps, really nailing down those things, because what happens is fear comes up, you get scared, and then your soulmate gets repelled. We don't want that. But that is what has happened with some people that go through the challenge and they're like, oh, I've got this, right? They manifest their soulmate and then they decide not to work with me. And this is not threatening anybody, but this is the reality. This stuff is so powerful that you can get your soulmate, manifest him within the week, depending on where you are. And then if you don't really get this stuff down, disappear, or they break up with you, or something happens. And this has happened several times. Yes, this has happened in the past. Yeah, so what I really want for these 8 weeks is to really solidify these 8 steps that I had to go through. I only went through 5 on here, but you guys have the list on how to, like, the 8 steps to manifest. Right? So we're going to go through the 8 steps. We're really going to apply all those 8 steps to your relationships. We're really going to get in nitty gritty, all the things, all your questions. And it's going to be a super, super powerful, but I worked on me, to be honest. Yes. Yeah. Oh, before I worked on me, to be honest. Yes. But even like I've been working on me for a really long time, and it wasn't until the last 2 years that I really learned this stuff, and this actually worked, because I was even in a relationship before this and that didn't work, and well, for several reasons, but he was obviously not my soulmate, right? And you guys are like, well, yeah. But what I don't want is for you guys to manifest your future husband and then for something to happen. What I don't want is for you to manifest the relationship and then 5 years down the line, not know these things and kind of drift apart, right? Because that can actually happen. And if you know this stuff, if you know how to manifest your soulmate and you've become the this is really what we're doing, is we're helping you become the person that manifests their soulmate. Once you become that person, you don't have to worry. You just have to keep going. Yeah. You just have to keep going back to this thing. This is a proven formula that works. It's so, so powerful. You guys have heard this story, right? Yeah, you were on Monday. But it was so super powerful that here's the thing. And this is to your question, Ellie. It was so powerful and so it freaked me out so much that this happened that I didn't tell anyone for an entire month. I was like, did this happen? Is he here? Is he coming back? Is he going to come back again? And he kept coming back. And I was just like, he's still coming back. This is real. This is not a dream. Because I was like, it was so, so supernatural. And I'm not hugely woo, right? I don't do tarot cards or the universal planet alignment shit. Like, I don't know any of that shit. I'm pretty logical, so I know how to take all this stuff, all this manifesting stuff, break it down into very logical steps, which we've all been logical before, right? So the logical control, all that, and then put it into steps where, like, or take all the, put all the manifesting into logical steps, right? To make it make sense. Yeah, it was super, it felt super, supernatural, super supernatural. Make that make sense, right? It felt really surreal and supernatural that this happened for me. And honestly, like, I got a text yesterday from a client and she was like, I can't believe this is happening. Is this real? And I was like, yeah, it is real. She's like, I would never have guessed in a million years. And she's planning to go to Christmas vacation with her future husband's family. Like, and then I have another client that started working with me in December who just bought her wedding dress. Right? Like, this is so real, and it keeps happening. And I love to teach this stuff because I don't want to be the only one just schoolgirl crush here, right? We can all be in that same place together. It's so powerful, right? There is work to be done, but if we do this together, it's so fun, right? And we can feed off each other's stories. And when we are in this group, we're going to feed off each other's stories of empowerment, all the things, all the good things that are happening. You know, like right now in the challenge, it's kind of a downer, right? We're talking about the past shit and it's like, right? But we're going to flip that switch. We're going to turn it around. That's never going to happen again. You guys have to realize that you guys got to keep going, whatever. If that's working with me, that's working with me. If it's not, like, you already know. Probably you already know. But when we go into this group, when we collectively start telling our stories and you hear my story about something I don't want you to go back to the past. And I want you to know that you don't have to. And I don't want it to take 20 years for you. I don't want it to take 20 years for you. So I already left the link in the comments, but I'm going to put it in here again. Maybe some of you are off clicking on the link. Why is that red? It's so weird. Is there a time limit on this? If you guys have questions, okay, I did something special in there for you. The early bird prize and a payment plan. You're welcome. Because I don't want, it's honestly right now a no-brainer. Like, it's a no-brainer to get to work with me for 8 weeks on this stuff, to manifest your soulmate, use it for life, like, obviously. And then the payment plan on top of that, again, a no-brainer. It's, the price is going to go up on Saturday. Or Sunday morning if I go to bed early on Saturday. But the price is going to go up on Saturday. The first three people in will get a bonus call with me. And I'm also going to gift you a 5-week course on top of this on how to manifest, like the fundamentals of manifesting. So if you were like, well, I don't know if this is going to be enough, this 8 weeks, There's more. So, and the Manifest It course is $1,500. So that's a $1,500 gift. So, all right, that is it for now. You guys stopped asking questions, so I think we're good. But if you have more questions, let me know. If you have any questions about payments or payment plan or the course, or is it for you, or is this really possible for you? Or like, am I going to learn this certain thing? Ask me, just message me, send me a PM. I want my soulmate clients in there. It's going to be an amazing group and I cannot wait for Monday. Love you guys. Hey guys, thank you so much for being here with me today. And everything that we talked about is over in the show notes, including ways that we can stay in touch. And if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and go over to the comments and leave me a little comment, because that would mean the world to me. And I will see you guys on the next episode.